So in this video, I would like to now give reference to the main aspect or area of life coaching that many life coaches focus all of their efforts and energies on, and this is life balance. Now, I'm certainly not undermining the importance of living a balanced life, but what I am saying is that it cannot be the main area of focus, all right? Because there's always going to be reasons why our life is unbalanced. Many people approach life kind of like as this whole, which is okay, which is fair enough. People say, my life is so unbalanced, I need to change something. So say, for example, a really busy man or a really busy woman who's devoted the last 10, 15 years to working hard, building a business, they've committed their time to, you know, to developing a professional reputation for themselves or something like this. And then they say, right, this is it. I need more balance back in my life. I'm quitting my day job. I'm going to go and do something new. And then they focus on social clubs and making a difference and contributing back in the world. And then after about 6 months, they end up, you know, completely distraught, bored, because, yeah, granted, they're now focusing on a different area of their life, but they've kind of just sacrificed one aspect of life for another. And this is kind of the opportunity cost principle that I was mentioning earlier on. I think it was in the last section. I'll give you an example here, all right? If I was to go into the pen shop and there are 25 different colors of pen, right? And I want every single color of pen so that my pen collection is totally balanced, right? That's what I want. I want a balanced pen collection. Now, every single pen is going to cost me £1. The only problem is that I only have £1, all right? So what color do I go for? My goodness, do I go for green? Do I go for red? If I merge green and red together, I get brown, perhaps different shades of brown. I might go for yellow, might go for blue. In the end, say, you know what? I really like this red pen. I'm going to purchase this one. And this has just come at the cost of all the other different colors of the rainbow, all right? And this is sometimes the same kind of way of thinking that we use to approach our life as a whole, all right? So this is where kind of goal setting comes in. It's not about just saying, I want to live a balanced life, all right? That's a very, very broad, very, very big, very ambiguous statement. First and foremost, we've got to acknowledge and understand the different aspects that we have in our life, right? We've got to break our life down into colors, as it were, all right? So that's what this purpose of this video is really about. I want to give you a brief overview of the different aspects and areas in our life, and then I want to just turn your focus right towards a resource that we've created for you. Now, we've invested quite a bit of time into developing this resource called the Life Balance Workbook. All right, and this kind of breaks your life down into the 7 areas that follow. First things first, love and relationships. All right, this is one area of life. We have our career, our educational aspirations. All right, what we want to do with our lives professionally, what we want to go on and build. We've then got our personal finances. We've got health, recreation, fun, leisure, that sort of thing. We've then got our routine responsibilities, i.e. the mundane stuff that we just need to get done every single day. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves in trouble, like paying the bills, things like that. Then we've got social contribution, and by this I mean giving back, making a bit of a difference in the world. Because I guess that we can approach life and the world from one of two angles. We can approach the world as being consumers, where we're just here to consume and get and get and get from everyone, as many people as we can. Or we're going to approach the world as being contributors, i.e. we want to get something back, or we want to give something back, sorry. But here's the thing, we can only give something once we've first got something. So again, life's all about balance. And then personal growth. You know, I've known some people over the years to become so completely immersed in the world of personal growth and objectivity, and they go on this journey of self-exploration, self-discovery, and they explore and expand upon and dig into all these aspects of themselves, and then become very, very reflective, and through the process become completely unrelatable to other people, which comes at the cost of their day-to-day relationships, all right? So when we're looking at life as a whole, right, i.e. the 7 main areas of our life, and this is the 7 areas that I break your life down into in this Life Balance Workbook, it's important that we understand and that we decide what it is we actually want in those 7 different areas. Now, to give you an example here, when I was, you know, between the ages of 16 to sort of 25 years old, I wasn't bothered about relationships. I wasn't bothered about getting married, about having a girlfriend or anything like this, right? I was all about education and making a difference in the world, and I wanted to do something with myself, hence the reason I joined the military, all right? So what I'm saying is not all people at all times are going to be motivated by the same things, and not all people are going to be driven by making progress in all seven different areas of life at the same time. All right, hence the reason we've got to approach every single client and person that we work with as unique and very, very different individual, because all people are unique and all people are different. All right, so when we understand the seven main areas of life, we can start identifying what the priority areas are that our clients actually want to work through. All right, so we can have the greatest life coaching process in the world, and sometimes as life coaches, we can all be a little bit guilty. I know I will speak for myself here anyway, of coming into or entering a coaching relationship with an agenda of this client that I'm working with leaving with, you know, having made progress in every single area of their life. Now, I don't operate like that today, but back when I started, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be people's saviors, all right? I wanted to do something meaningful with my life, and I thought that I was going to be the kind of guy who would fix and transform people's lives. Not back then, understanding that it's not me that can transform or fix anyone's lives. People will make decisions, take action, and ultimately transform their own lives, all right? So we've got to understand how it is that other people can get more effective in advancing in the areas and aspects of life that are important to them. So life's all about balance. We've got family, we've got work, we've got our home life, we've got our health life. Sometimes we can focus on our relationships, or we can focus on work, and this comes at the cost of our health. Sometimes we can focus on our career a little bit too much, and it perhaps comes at the cost of the relationship that we have with our children, or the quality of our home life, or the relationships that we have with our husbands, wives, spouses, partners, whatever. Some guys especially, but some ladies today, it's all about success, and success kind of becomes this addiction. All right, have you ever wondered what it is that, you know, that really drives people to want to be successful in life? You know, are people striving to, you know, make a name for themselves, or make money, or actually make a difference? Well, I guess, you know, that determines how it is that we define success, doesn't it? I like to define success as being true to who I am, all right? So if I know who I am, and then on a day-to-day basis, I do my best to actually be who I am, then for me, that is me being successful. Many people look at success as having a certain amount of money in the bank, or by having a certain size of house, or a certain size of car parked in the driveway, or being a certain rank or position or status or something like this, which is all quite external and quite superficial when you think about it, isn't it really? Money, right? Some people prioritize making money their whole lives, and then get to the grand old age of 50, 60, 70, and they've devoted their whole lives to making money, and they reach retirement age and they've got no friends, they've got no family or no one to invest it into. That's when some people become like social investors and investing in society, because they realize they've spent their whole life climbing a mountain only to reach the top and realize that they'd actually climbed the wrong one. All right, so life balance. It's not for me to teach you or talk about how it is that you can bring your life into balance, because I've got no idea where you're at in life. And in the same way, you're never going to know where your clients are at. So in order for us to help our clients and aid our clients in the process of becoming more responsible for themselves, it's all about giving them options, about giving them choices. And this is why we give them a workbook such as this. Now, this workbook is actually around about 22 pages long, all right? It's quite a comprehensive one. We've created this one for you, and we're gonna urge you to download it, print it off, and even share it with your clients moving forward, right? Especially at the start of the coaching relationship. It's gonna give you a fantastic framework and a basis for actually establishing what goals and voids and deficits your clients perceive themselves as having in their lives. This gives you a whole load of stuff to work through and address, all right? Incidentally, a client's never only ever just gonna have one goal or two goals, right? They're always gonna have multiple goals in multiple life areas. Sometimes the greatest problems that people have is not so much in pursuing goals, but they just don't know how to prioritize them. They don't know how to best channel their energies and their efforts. So this is kind of like the questions. Every single life area that I've mentioned here, i.e. love and relationships, career, you know, educational advancements, or professional life, personal finances, and if we don't get this bit right, if we don't budget our finances particularly well, or we've never learned how to, this can be a huge factor of stress in people's lives as well. So when some people go to the doctor and say, I'm stressed, the doctor says, well, you have all the symptoms of being stressed, therefore both of you are stressed, that's who you are. What doctors don't always do is look at the reasons why. All right, we look at and focus on the effects of the decisions that we make sometimes, rather than exploring the reasons why we make the decisions that we make. Health, recreation, routine responsibilities, social contribution, giving something back, and our own personal growth. We've devoted a page of questions, and there's around about, I think, 13 or 14 questions on each page, just allowing you to explore each of those seven life areas in quite a bit of depth to help you to identify any voids that you have in your life. All right, so gonna strongly urge you for now to spend maybe half an hour. All right, this is one of the practical sections of the course now, by the way, to go through the workbook and do a real thorough self-examination on yourself. Give yourself a thorough check over, all right? Explore all these seven main areas of your life, and at the bottom of each page, there's an opportunity for you to establish a primary vision for each of those main life areas, all right? On a very, very personal level, I'd imagine that once you've finished, you're gonna hopefully appreciate the degree of clarity that you now have on the steps that you need to start taking to start bringing your own life into balance. Now, if you then take those steps, all right, start making decisions, it's gonna be this that then gives you the authority to start coaching other people through the same life balance coaching process. You've got to go there first before you start leading your clients, all right? This is the part of the course that is more practical on your part than on mine, right? I'm going to show you the areas that you want to be investing some time and energy effort into, but it's entirely up to you whether you do or not. Now, it might be the case that your life is perfectly balanced, and if so, that's fantastic, right? Don't deem this as being irrelevant. Instead, go through it anyway so you understand the life balance process. This will just give you a context for serving your clients moving forward far more effectively in the future. All right, so enjoy the exercise, and I'll see you again in the next clip.